Setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do.
Yep. We set the bar for your day very low. I don't know if you've ever shopped at like a discount store recently. Sometimes aisles aren't necessarily clean, the cleanliness necessarily not tip top.
Now, that is a generalization.
It's a generalization,
yes.
There
are some that are very well put together. They just have cheaper products.
Let's just say this particular one.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without peeing in candles at a discount dollar store, then you're doing okay.
Why? And how did we find this out?
Okay, so this is in Indiana.
Oh, gosh.
Northern Indiana. So not
that's from where you're from.
Yeah.
I'm from Northern Indiana.
We know this because a 9-year-old went to sniff a candle that she couldn't quite reach, tipped it, and it spilled on her. Later, she was like, my shirt smells really bad.
Oh, gosh.
And the mom was like, yeah, that does smell bad.
Oh, gosh.
She picked up a candle to smell and tilted it back, and it literally, liquid went down her.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's
why?
That's Adriana. That's the mom.
And at first we're like, maybe it's just water. And as we're walking through the store, we get a foul smell.
Yeah.
That's not water.
Then you start to learn it's not water.
And Grace goes, Mom, my shirt really stinks. They told me it's been happening over a month and they're not able to catch the person doing it.
Get a camera!
Yeah, they
put
are...
Put cameras in your store!
Well,
are you
the
kidding
parent
me?
Company does know, apparently, because they've told this, and they are not springing for the cameras just yet.
Are you kidding me? This is not a good enough reason to spring for the cameras?
So the employees are like, yeah, we kind of know this has been happening, and we can't really catch the person doing it. They have reached out to corporate for help. Corporate hasn't necessarily taken the steps yet.
I have a suggestion for the manager. How about you just set your phone up, put the camera on record on that aisle?
Well,
if it's happening in that aisle on the camera,
yeah,
the
I don't
candles,
know.
We know exactly where it's happening.
I don't know
it's
if
in the
it's,
candle aisle.
I don't know if it's always just the candles that are targeted. Maybe it's other products there at the store. I don't know. But in this case, it was one of the candles. So, again,
I'm the manager, I'm not waiting for corporate to get their heads out of their you-know-whats. I'm buying
again,
a camera,
and
then I'm going to get reimbursed later because, of course, you're going to.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'm fired up.
I get it.
How is that acceptable that, well, it's been happening for like the last month. People have been just peeing in our stuff. And it's just, what? The first time
I know.
That happened would be enough to put cameras in the store. And back the truck up. These stores typically get robbed, right? How are you as a business not already just having security? Don't all stores have security cameras in place? I kind of thought they all did.
Maybe they're not put up in the spot where this person is.
We were at Claire's in the mall. They had them.
Yeah. So again, I don't know.
Why are you a store that doesn't have security cameras just in general?
I don't know what your plans are today. But
let's not pee in candles?
Yeah, this is a setting the bar story. So it's an example what not to do. So let this be your reminder that let's use the restroom. Or as I like to do, let nature be your restroom.
Outside, not in the candle at the store.
Yes.
Okay. I'm stunned. Just when I thought that I'd really heard it all when it comes to crazy in this world that we're living in right now. I'm actually
then
stuck.
Then someone's peeing
then
in
someone
candles.
Then someone comes and pees in a candle, and it gets poured on.
What did that candle do to you?
Oh my god!
All right, so there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.70 JX.